member of the Talk and Audio Network. Find more at talkandaudio.com or search for us on iTunes. Now, let's crack open another one. This is Tall Can Sports.
How's it going, everybody?
It couldn't be better, really.
You're not everybody. They're everybody.
And there's you talking over my beer again. And
there's you not picking it up again. Welcome to Tall Can Sports.
Good night, everybody.
I read something on the interwebs today, and before I forget it, as I tend to do, I'm going to throw this at you right off the top. There is a... I'm on record, I believe, somewhere in this fucking mess, on taking Nashville to go all the way to the Cup Final.
Which, I don't know if you're on record saying that. What you are saying is you certainly do like them to win this series, which
yes,
we
I
both
do.
Did.
Yep.
And then you said, and really... I like them to beat Anaheim.
Yes, that's right. So the Edmonton matchup, I'll have to look at again. But I am on record as saying there's a reasonably good shot at that. There's also a chance right now, who knows when you're listening to this, but at time of recording, Crosby will not play game four in that series.
And we'll see how closely they adhere to concussion protocol.
We will. So Ottawa is up 2-1 in their series. Pittsburgh is up 2-1 in theirs.
3-1 Nashville.
The road looks reasonably clear for Ottawa if Crosby were to be that badly hurt. And it seems unlikely to me that he's going to miss more than one or two games here, let alone another couple of weeks. Follow me to the point where Edmonton and Ottawa get to the Cup Final.
NBC's dream come true.
Obviously. Who do you like?
We've already beat them twice. Handily, to be honest with you.
Yeah? So it's a 2-0 Ottawa season series?
Yep.
Is that your...
No. I don't know. I'd have to wait and see. Because to me, I'm not...
Strong opinions.
Yeah, well, to me, I'm not entirely sure Edmonton's going to get there.
I'm not entirely sure either one is getting there. I'm just saying...
No. Agreed. And don't think I haven't looked at that and went, wow, okay, if Pittsburgh can hold off Washington now,
yeah,
you're talking about not only is Crosby out... Sherry's out.
Yep.
Right? They're already out.
Letang has been out. Yeah.
They're already out. Murray. Yep. You're like, holy, what more does Washington need?
Well, think about almost any other team in the league. You go, number one center, number one defenseman, number one goalie, all out.
And you
go,
two guys off your top three.
Yeah.
Your top lineup.
But just for any team, number one center, number one defenseman, number one goalie. Okay, go play the playoffs. Yeah, what? Fuck you.
Right? Yeah. Like, yeah, no, this is it.
So... To me, there's a lot of things that can happen here, but I'm just kicking it around. What if? Because it's not entirely unreasonable.
Hey, the first year they won the Cup, 08 or 09, whatever that was.
09, yeah.
Crosby got hurt. I don't know if it's a shoulder injury, what that was. It wasn't a concussion problem.
No.
Malkin won the Conn Smythe.
Yes.
He stepped up huge.
Anytime Sid seems to go down, he seems to be unstoppable.
So I'm telling you. The Penguins got to be putting it all on Geno.
So, but I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about potentially Edmonton versus Ottawa.
Yep.
As you talk about
we're kicking Edmonton's ass. Don't even
NBC's nightmare, Sportsnet's wet dream.
Yeah, for sure.
Who do you like, and do you like it in a hurry? How do you like it?
Yeah, well, I like it wet and sloppy. That's just it, and a little bit angry.
Well, this should get some of that. That's a really interesting series to me.
Well, team that just wants to fly, right?
Yeah.
And the other one that just wants to push everything to the outside.
Yeah. That's an interesting possibility that, you know what? I think it's closer than people. Vegas right now has Edmonton as the favorite to win the whole fucking thing. I think that's premature because I think.
Wow.
Anaheim is not done talking. I think Nashville is a tough opponent.
Anaheim should have won game two.
Yeah.
And they did, despite losing a 3-0 lead.
Right.
They still won game three. So to me, I think in very similar fashion to the Ottawa-New York series, right? Ottawa should have lost Game 2 and did lose Game 3. To me, both those teams need to make statements in Game 4 or else
right.
shit could slide away. And it's pretty uncomfortable 2-1 lead, I think, for both those teams.
Yes, it is. But I'm going to stop you there just
yep,
because.
Yep, no problems.
Because we don't know how, when you're going to listen to this and what those series will be at as they get back at it tonight.
Yep.
The series itself.
Okay, but, okay, which series?
Edmonton, Ottawa.
Yep.
What do you, how do you got that going down? I like Ottawa's goaltending and Ottawa's defense, and then I like McDavid versus anybody, all of Ottawa's forwards, right? So
yeah, well, and really, I think,
and you, maybe
I think Edmonton, and if we're just extrapolating out from right now,
yeah,
I think Ottawa has a series of health problems right now in round two that aren't going to go away, right?
Right.
I think they're late season lingering problems, and the system they play insulates a lot of that.
Yeah.
I can't see Ottawa being healthier after going another round and a half.
Yeah.
I see Edmonton winning that if it comes down to an Ottawa-Edmonton.
And you know what? I'm probably being unfair. You know, maybe Talbot Anderson is a saw-off.
No. Nope.
Right? Okay.
Well, it's a saw-off if Anderson continues to give away fucking a goal every second game with crazy, wacky turnovers.
Right. But Carlson versus McDavid end-to-end, man, that'd be fun. We're a long way off, and a
non-healthy Carlson.
Right.
Clearly, I think I see that in.
Yeah, and so we're a long way off from getting there. But to me, that was something that was speculated on today online, and I thought was real interesting. Right.
Like, yeah. Well, I think if it comes down to that, yeah, I think at this point, just moving forward, I like Edmonton in that due to just overall health. Now, I don't know.
Depth is interesting. Depth favors Ottawa.
For sure, it does.
Yeah, but straight up impact punching forward, you know, that's Edmonton, right? So it's just, it's an interesting matchup.
To me, yeah, in terms of, I think, the season that Draisaitl and McDavid have had, I don't think we have anybody up front
right.
that has that.
Well, it's a very, it's almost like the 07 final where roles are reversed, where you had, instead of the Spezza, Heatley, Alfredson buzzsaw.
Which absolutely led the top three in
yeah.
playoff scoring.
Right. That becomes probably McDavid, Draisaitl,
Maroon.
Whoever, probably Maroon, going against that deeper system, right, that Ottawa's running, that Anaheim yep. kind of ran. It's different, but it's similar.
Anaheim had those three stud D, right? Beauchemin yeah. with Pronger and
Niedermeyer.
And Niedermeyer, right?
Good luck to you.
Yeah. Right?
And then Sammy Paulson, Rob Niedermeyer, and
well, and they had
whoever was on that third
Getzlaff,
line with them.
Getzlaff and Perry with that dude that went to Edmonton.
Oh, fuck.
Anyways, that guy, right? And so that was your that
Dustin Penner.
Sort of what a like newfound money sophomores Getzlaff and Perry,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And that's one of those things where you got to win when your guys are young,
right? Yeah, and we've talked about that in a few instances on this show. But I'm trying to remember who was on that line with Paulson and Niedermeyer. Because I remember Brian Burke, Sammy Paulson's basically from Red Deer, right? And that was, as Canadians, you go, yeah. And as Sammy Paulson, you probably go, hey, fuck you.
Like, yeah. Got the word.
Maybe.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with it. But anyway, I don't remember who else was on that, but it's interesting how roles could potentially be reversed there a little bit, and the depth of Ottawa becomes really interesting.
I'd love to see the result reversed.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'd be really interested in watching that series. Now, I have a hard time believing Crosby's going to be out for any length of time, but
yeah.
We'll see, right? I do think on both sides it is wide open. Like, if you look at, as it stands as we record this, looking like Edmonton-Nashville, that's a toss-up, right? Like, I don't know. How do you call that? A healthy Penguins team, which they're not.
And not even
rolls
close.
Over Ottawa,
yeah.
But they're not. So,
well, and the thing is, and again, it's regular season versus Ottawa yeah. went 2-1 season series against Pittsburgh.
Right. No, it's a
with like Crosby and Malkin.
Yeah, it's
right?
very different. And Letang.
Yeah, to me, it's not a. And the one game Pittsburgh won, they won 8-6.
I think I vaguely remember that. I got a text telling me to turn it on at like 5:04 or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, no like one was stopping anything.
Nothing. It was just a shit show.
Okay, we can't both do that.
I was just going to say, that's terrible. I go to take a swig. I look over.
Oh, he's swigging.
He's doing the same. He's doing the same thing.
Stand by.
Yep.
Where do you want to go next? You wanted to talk a little, Dwayne Casey. We've
you
also
know what?
Got.
I know you touched on it with Maddie, right? You went over this.
Game two goes tonight.
Yeah. So this is not results specific.
No.
Other than to touch on, you know, I've listened to people who know far more about the NBA and the Raptors in general, right? Than
who's
I,
your go-to Raptors guy?
Matt Devlin.
I like Matt Devlin, but I also like, I've now lost his name, the guy who used to coach of the year here, stat line, zero, Sam Mitchell.
Sam.
0-0-0. Like him. He's on TSN.
Yeah.
He does a good job.
And people have been critical, and just people I know, generic people on the street who follow basketball and saying Dwayne Casey, he's not the guy for that team.
Right.
To hear him in that post-game scrum after game one, When one of the beat writers said, you know, I'm paraphrasing the question, you know, how do you feel or how do you react to or how do you change, you know, your team being dominated?
I saw that too.
And so when he's going on and he's answering the question, he's like, well, I don't like the word dominate.
No one does when they've been dominated.
Yeah. And then he throws it in. It's really almost like an aside, right? He's like, I don't know if you're a fan or what. I don't know if there can be anything more insulting to a professional writer,
yeah,
right, than for you to suggest.
Are you a fan?
That he's a fan, right, and that he's a fanboy.
You see Rob Rossi after game three in that series?
Okay, well, let's get to Rob Rossi after this.
Well, it's related. That's
talking,
right.
About, I know, talking about fanboys. But to me, that's embarrassing. And you know what, Dwayne Casey? Your fucking team got dominated. I don't know what you call it when the other team has 96 or 98 points after three quarters.
When LeBron gets to take the fourth quarter off.
It's mop-up time, yeah. Man. Your team has just been dominated.
Dude's cracking jokes about holding a beer and like all kinds of stuff.
Like, I don't know where it's garbage time in the third quarter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to me, that is dominated. And you know what? That's on you, coach. I don't care if they've provided you with two B-plus NBA stars, and that's what you're going to hang your hat on.
Well, and so that's something that Maddie brought up on our show, right, was that how many times – like it's become this thing, well, the Raptors always lose game one. Don't worry about it. And you go
– 10 straight.
But that is entirely coaching. It's I won't say it's easy, but in game two you go, well, now we have something to learn and adjust to. How come every other coach learned about you before the series started?
Yeah.
And you're always going to start down by one?
Well, I'm telling you, that makes me that I'm better on the fly.
Yeah, well.
Then you should be somebody's assistant coach. So to me, that's really all I wanted to touch on.
Yeah.
Right? I just think, you know what, buddy? That is, you see that little red light in the corner of your eye? Yeah, that's your fucking TO coaching career expiring right there.
Well, it looks that way, right? And I'm with you. A lot of the people that you speak to who follow this closer than we do that go, that guy, right, he's not the guy for this job, for this team. So,
And to me, those two guys, those two stars,
yeah.
Stars, air quotes. Like, I know people are going to point to DeRozan having X number of 30-plus point games and blah, 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 blah. Right. To me, I just look like that's a chips down. Shit's not happening there.
Right.
Right. That they aren't legit stars in the fashion of Durant, you know, James, Curry.
Yeah.
You know,
now
Harden,
few are.
Whatever. Right.
Harden. Yeah. No,
even right. Harden. Sorry. Yeah. And that guy from Milwaukee, even who's on the way.
Giannis. Yeah. The Greek freak.
What? Exactly. Atha, Natuka, Luka.
That's long. It's
Pula,
tough.
Something.
Sure.
Yeah, no, to me, they're not any of those things, right? And so,
well, and that's,
to me, it's like in hockey having a couple of good second-line centers but no first line.
Well, you would know about that.
For sure. Been living it here? Well, that's not true. Spez was a legit number.
Yeah, that's true. You wonder, though, when you talk about that, like we're a year removed from them showing up on DeMar's doorstep at midnight when you're allowed to negotiate going, come on, man, come on back. And I'm not saying you don't do that because you have to, right? You have to make the attempt.
because he's good.
But once you lock up him and Lowry coming, when you get to that point, you lock them up, you have decided this is our core and this is good enough. And so far, it's not.
It's not. And I think that is – so if they're going to commit to DeRozan, which they already have, you can't commit to Lowry. You need to find something else.
So
trade him off for picks and prospects, baby.
But then what? Like, that's the thing about the NBA. If you believe that for the next 5 years or however long he's going to stay in Cleveland, no one is getting by LeBron and the Cavs,
okay,
should you not just be trying to collect as many playoff dates as possible?
And I think basketball, unlike any other sport, that is where picks and prospects, picks especially, if you get a high draft pick.
Well, that time is that's sailed. He's an unrestricted free agent now. You're not trading him.
No, but so all I'm saying is, to me, the impact that rookies have,
yes,
I think are probably greater in the NBA than in any other sport.
Sure. Any one individual impacts the NBA more than the NFL, more than the MLB, more than the NHL.
And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, and that's true.
Thank you. That's what I do. Speak the truth, man.
Hashtag Jake Gardner.
Yeah.
Flip
whatever. Hey, and you know what? Great. Now that I have it in my head, and again, sometime this week, whenever this airs, this is a time worth celebrating for both of us, really. Right? I know earlier this
week, having a baby.
Matt's been showing for a dozen years, but it's about time.
At least.
I like how you're the one carrying the baby, though.
Obviously. Fight it.
Yeah. Earlier this week, Leafs celebrate 50 years since their last Stanley Cup.
Celebrate is an interesting choice of words.
Yeah,
yes.
Which really means to me. Yeah, I think May 2nd was the anniversary.
Yep.
So starting on
50
May...
50 years on the dot.
Yeah, May 3rd means that's the beginning of a stretch of futility that's brought millions joy, really.
And millions sorrow.
And you, my friend, I wish Cubs-like ineptitude.
I know you do. When you look at... So the Rangers, I think, were 54 years.
54.
Yeah.
54.
What percentage, because it's a 30-team league and
31
now. All kinds of things can go wrong. What percentage would you put on the Leafs winning the Cup before the Rangers won theirs?
Percentage chance of that happening?
Yeah.
I'm going to put that right around
3%.
Yes.
Okay. It's low.
It's low.
I had it at around 30.
Whew.
So you've got that as unbelievably high.
30?
Yeah, 30% chance of them winning a cup in the next 4 years.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Because that's probably the window, right? Like, it's not like...
If you're looking at everything has to go right.
Well,
everything
has to go right. Teams, it's how
and
many of your guys can you bring back? How are you going
to
upgrade the defense? All these things. I thought 30% was a reasonably, you know.
That's high.
Okay.
It's high.
Okay.
Now, mine's low.
Of course. Sure, that 3,
clear.
Yes. Essentially none. The other teams in the NHL were on the same plane and it crashed
like 1919 influenza runs
right.
through the league.
Then maybe you could beat the other team's farm teams who would replace them.
Yeah, okay. So clearly... I'm going to upgrade it to 10%, 15%.
Okay. All right.
Because really, I think Babcock is a great coach for them. They have opportunities to through draft and free agency in the next 2-3 years. Because to me, it's 2-3 if you're going to bank on that fourth year.
Yeah, well, that's after you've had to do all your first shuffle. Like if you think of – and. By all means, I'm not comparing them yet to Chicago. So let's just get – but if that's the model you're following, you got to get that first one while everyone's still on entry level. And then you dish off your Bufflins and your Lads and Versteeg at the time was still – like you start shedding things after the
Bolins,
first one.
All these – yeah.
Yeah, you have to get that first one.
Sod. Man, they've just gone through a bunch of
– right. So that has to happen in the next 3-4 years if you want to follow the Chicago model.
I almost forget that Bufflin was a Blackhawk.
Right. Well, Jalmerson's been there forever. Oduya left and came back.
Oduya.
Love that.
It sickens,
can't get enough.
It sickens me really that I hear it and I go, Oduya.
Yep.
I can't
stop it.
Exactly. It's like eating Lay's.
Oh, yeah.
Take a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we didn't want to get into a bunch of Leaf talk on this one, but to me, that's just the closest comparison, well, right? Is they're at 50
and
years.
And I brought the Leaf talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's really you're off the hook.
Yep.
Right. Now, was I telling you I was at the shopping mall the other day, and I came up in one of those little knick-knack stores.
Which shopping mall?
I don't know. You know, one of the bigger ones here in Ottawa.
Okay.
And it was one of those little knick-knack shops where there's this T-shirt and it sticks out. It's jumping right out at me.
Yeah.
It's this little blue shirt with a white maple.
Yeah, that's why it's jumping out. Look at that.
This is
sharp
it, right?
Looking.
And
yeah.
The same font, it says, worst team ever. I thought, man, do you sell that in my size? I could get into an adult medium. Maybe.
Yeah, no.
Then I'd be like every other Leaf fan, right? Where can you put a little sauce?
This
little
fit me
on
in
it?
1979.
This is it.
When I bought right. My board.
Now, in a side note, I mean, my Peter Inicek. Get with it, man. Honestly. On a side note, there was little baby onesies. You know, you see those all the time. It's little ones that say things like, "I only cry when ugly people hold me." Those sorts of things. I love that.
Yeah, when Leafs hold me.
This is it. Yeah. Little in a little Star Wars font says "Storm Pooper."
Right. I'd wear that.
Well, the other one was, "I'm not milk drunk, I'm tit faced." I'm like, all right, I can get behind that.
Yeah,
I could wear one of those
too.
2XL. Anyways, sorry, I digress.
Yeah, where else were we going?
Worst team ever. I want to talk about, you brought this up earlier, the whole Manny Machado.
Yeah, that's true.
Boston, yep. Baltimore, fiasco.
So let's start on the most recent. Manny Machado has Chris Sale throw behind him on Tuesday night. And it's kind of this is one of those baseball things where things kind of drag on forever, right? And so essentially,
at this point, it's almost 2 weeks.
Yeah. And so at some point, he slides into second, lays a lick on Dustin Pedroia.
I think somewhere in this, Brooks Robinson is involved.
Obviously.
I'm not entirely sure that this didn't happen starting in the 70s. Between,
Catfish Hunter.
Well, this is it, between Rolly Fingers. But they didn't, that somebody in there, and then it flowed through Cal Ripken. I think there's just a bunch of shit that this has been going on for 40 years. Baseball bullshit.
Right. And so he slides in, and if you see the video, it's a hard slide, but baseball no longer allows you to have a real aggressive hard slide, and they deemed this to be okay.
So they're going to deem a hard aggressive slide out, like you see like the Batista,
yep,
and the Rougned Odor last year, right? He's like, I'm going to punch you in the face. Right, okay. So, hey, you can't do that hard slide. But you can throw a ball 100 miles per hour at my head? That's legit?
And so that's what happens. This goes back and forth. They've played a few games, and this is apparently supposed to be settled. So Machado comes to the plate facing Chris Sale, who has, you know, pretty good control, does what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And he throws behind Manny Machado. And Machado, he's looking at him. And later on in the game, he would get the last laugh with a home run.
Honestly, right out of the park.
Yeah. And
in a loss, though.
After the game, they interview him, and he's kind of in a profanity-laced tirade.
I don't blame him.
No. He's going, what the fuck? Like, are we still doing this? We've been back and forth. I did this, and you did this, and I did this, and you did. So here we are. If you're going to throw at me, fucking throw at me. Right? Like, it's what he's saying. But don't keep fucking around and missing. And
well, don't keep doing it.
Right.
You do it. You threw at my head.
Yeah.
Get it. Oh, I get it. Message sent.
Yeah. And so the best part of his quotes, and I should have captured the audio, but I haven't. You know what? I might do it and insert it right here.
Go ahead and hit me. You know, don't let the keep lingering around and, you know, keep trying to hit people. I mean, it's MLB should do something about hitter pitchers out there with balls in their hands, throwing 100 miles per hour, trying to hit people. I got a bat too. I could go up there and crush somebody. if I wanted to. But you know what? I'll get suspended for the year, and the pitchers only get suspended for two games. That's not cool.
What do you think? Do you think they should take some action?
I don't know. That's not my call. I mean, I play baseball. That's all I can control. So, you know, so they got to do something about it. I mean, you're gonna hit somebody. Go ahead, hit them. But
why do you think they're continuing to do this?
I don't know. I mean, go ask them. Go ask Farrell. Go ask that side on the other side. I don't know. I mean, for me, as I see it, is that I slid into second base normal, and then I, you know, kind of hurt someone a little bit, you know, unintentional. I grabbed them after the matter of fact, and you know, they're still trying to pay the piper. I don't know what they're trying to pay for. I don't know what their mindset is. So, I mean, whatever. I'm just gonna keep playing baseball, doing what I gotta do, keep winning games out here, keep playing for my team, and that's all I can control.
Yeah, see, that's how I do that. Manny Machado says, as we just pointed out in the audio, he's got a ball and he can throw it 90-some-odd miles an hour at my head. I have a bat. I can charge him.
I can go out there and smash him, right. Is what he said.
Yeah,
with it.
I can solve this too. I'll be suspended for the season. He'll be suspended for two games.
I'll be suspended for like 100 games. And I'm thinking, dude, if you take a bat to somebody, you're fucking gone.
Right. And so you just go, he's got a point. Right?
Of course but he does.
If we're going to do this, let's fucking do this. But otherwise, let's just move along. Well, right?
You know what? I think you know what fixes that? And I agree with what Machado is saying, right? And I like, he's a hell of a ball player too.
Oh, he might be the best player in the AL East right now.
And so to me, I think somebody's got to charge the mound. Empty the dugouts.
Well, so here's why Showalter loses it. Showalter's a clown himself. I got no time for him.
Showalter is a clown. And he mismanages the bench and clearly.
And his bullpen, thank you.
And all kinds of things, right. Yes, exactly.
So when he's pissed off because he didn't get to retaliate. They come out after this first one, the umpire goes, that's it, both benches warned, we're done here.
You get to retaliate, Buck. Get a guy up there, throw at somebody.
But now you're looking at suspensions and shit like that.
Yeah, right.
You don't normally issue the warning until the other side is retaliated. It's the fucked up thing, right?
And the problem is, and I think that's on the MLB and the refs and the umps in that game, right, is that they need to do that before the game.
Yes.
So they say quite often they'll go to the dugouts or the change rooms before and say, hey, none of that shit.
Yeah,
it's all
here.
Over. It stops.
Yeah.
You're getting your warning right now.
Right.
There's ejections. And that didn't happen. So I think that was like, oh, boy. What? Hey, now.
But the Jays, maybe in that same Texas series you're talking about last year, I don't remember for sure, had the same sort of thing. You can't throw the warning when only one side, you know, it's fucked up. But when only one side has got to throw their fucking bomb.
Yeah, and I think in a season that's 162 games long, fuck it. Suspend me the three games, whatever it is.
Well, especially as a pitcher when you're not going to miss a start, which is his point.
And I'm going to go out there and I'm gonna slap you like Alex Semin bongo drumming on somebody, right? I'm going to slap you with my left hand because I'm a right-handed pitcher.
All right, fellas, move along. That belly ain't getting any pink.
That's exactly right. That's about it.
So the night before, and this is my perhaps favorite part of this. The later part of this is my favorite part. The first part is not my favorite part. Adam Jones complains after the game, rightfully so, that he was being called all kinds of racist names while playing the outfield at Fenway Park. And someone...
Jones is always complaining about that. He's also the one that said that that happened to him in Toronto, too.
And normally, I would agree with that, except for the aftermath, where he gets called all this stuff, someone throws a bag of fucking peanuts at him, and he goes off after...
Peanuts?
Yeah. He goes, after the game, he goes, Boston's the only place this fucking happens to me. Like, I don't know why you people are... What? So he goes off and he just says, this is no good. And a bunch of other major leaguers come out and go, yeah, you know what? CC Sabathia comes out and goes, I've only ever been called that word in one stadium, and it's happened multiple times, and it's always in Fenway. There's other major leaguers who, Vernon Wells comes on Twitter and says, I was told when I started in the major leagues, this will only be a problem in two stadiums. Fenway was one of them. And so you start
what,
to go.
Was the other one his own home ballpark in Toronto?
Well, maybe. I don't think
And peanuts. Because what is he? I'm taking that like I'm hung like an elephant's trunk.
Yeah, that's a reach, man. Okay. For so many reasons.
But peanuts.
I think it's just
like I get
people are throwing shit at me.
I get Wayne Simmons in London, and he's going out for the shootout in an exhibition game, and somebody throws a banana on the ice.
Who, like, because you had to bring that. You had to want to do that. They don't sell bananas in the arena.
Like,
right?
And I get it. You're calling him a chimp. I get it.
Right.
Or a gorilla, whatever it is.
Right. So what's that's premeditated. It's just throwing shit at a black guy. It's got nothing. I don't think it's a message.
I know. Okay.
So but
nothing to be read into the peanuts.
I don't think so.
Was it in the bag of peanuts? Or
I have
was
no
it?
Fucking idea. Let's move along with it. And so all these other guys, did you know? And maybe
I don't know if he's getting shit thrown at him because he's black, to me, to be honest with you.
I think the fact that people are calling him that word is because he's black?
Yes.
Because I have a feeling that's true.
Yes.
Did you realize there's only 67 African-American players in Major League Baseball right now? Does that seem remarkably low to you?
It seems remarkably low.
Yeah, me too. Like, that seems unbelievable, but here we are.
But I do know that they were talking, and is that, like, American-born African-American?
No, there are 67 black players in Major League Baseball.
Including right Dominicans, and...
I guess it depends how black they are. I don't know where they're drawing the line.
This is odd, I think.
Well, because Mookie Betts goes on Twitter the next day and goes, "Hey, Boston, I'm black too. Can we settle down?" Like, and so this is the funniest part of it to me.
Mookie Betts is black?
Yeah, stop. Stop.
Thanks, Mookie.
He's throwing bags of peanuts across the studio.
I don't get the peanuts thing.
Well, it's got nothing to do. He's just throwing shit at a black guy. Who cares what it is?
All right. I'm getting all excited over there.
Man. So the next day, there are Red Sox players on Twitter, as is the mayor of Boston, as is, "Let's show who we really are, Boston." And so the first time Jones comes to bat, he gets a standing ovation, right? Look at us. And there are people on Twitter going, "Congratulations, Boston, on being the bare minimum of not racist," right? And then in the first fucking at bat, he's chucking at Manny Machado, who is not. But you go, okay, I guess the fucking good feelings are over, right? Like,
well,
it was just a fucked
up
series.
Yeah, Machado, to me, you're not. Well, what is he then?
I don't want to – I have no idea what I'd want to call that.
Okay.
I do think if we're saying there's only 67 black players in Major League Baseball –
You are not counting any kind of Puerto Ricans or Dominicans or –
It's not my count, but no, I assume we're not.
And this is it. To me, I think
– Like, is Jose Bautista black? I don't know.
Is he
– In this count? If there's only 67, he is not.
He's Dominican or Puerto Rican?
I believe he's a Dominican.
Is Edwin Encarnacion also not Dominican?
Yeah.
Or Puerto Rican? Dominican. Oh, man,
No, I know. Well, okay. Yeah.
Anyways.
I think Puerto Rican is American and Dominican is not.
Yes.
Okay.
I get it, right? And because Dominica.
Dominica.
Hispaniola. Hispaniola. Anyways, the island that is Haiti on. And
yes.
Dominican Republic.
Yes.
And you're like, why are there so many Dominicans? And there's no Haitian ball players.
Right.
What's going on here?
Yeah, interesting.
And clearly that's French colonization versus Spanish colonization.
Yeah, no one wants to play for France in baseball. Right?
Okay. Although you will, Curaçao will play for...
The Dutch. Yeah, good call. It's just a fucked up weekend in Boston, and Boston is one of those people who loves to throw around shit at Toronto for throwing shit on the field, and you go, yeah, you know what? There's no way of dancing around the fact that that happened, but every Major League Baseball player knows that when they go into Boston, there's a reasonable chance you're going to have some horrible racial epithets thrown at you, and it's
shame on you, Boston.
Yeah, fuck you, Boston. That's more where I want to go with it. But these people, these former players, they're not being interviewed. They're just coming out and going, yeah, you know what? When I go to Boston, that's what they tell me is going to happen. I'm told as a rookie, sorry, black guy, you're going to have a rough trip through Fenway. That's got to mean something. Like, it can't be isolated incident, one a bad apple, and it's obviously the minority, but
yeah.
Man.
Well... All right.
That's the part of it that draws the light of it to me is...
I think it's the extra luxury tax they charge in Massachusetts. That makes people angry.
What the fuck you're talking about? Black people?
No, just in terms of all those things. You spend money on any kind of think outside of the normal, there's an extra luxury tax or whatever it is on it. That would make me angry.
Oh, I'm so pissed. Oh, I'm going to a ball game and yelling at their black guy. See,
I think it just speaks to the frame of mind I'm in.
All right.
Anyways, I think...
We may not be completely qualified to...
Yeah, this is it.
You know what, man? It's big news right now. And apparently it's not an isolated incident in Boston. So I'll happily be part of the fan base that throws beer cans instead of racial epithets. How about that?
If I'm... And you know what? Nobody's ever really... Well, there's lots of people who shouted things at me.
Some of them right here in this room.
I think I'd rather be taunted racially than be spiked in the back of the head by a 3/4 full tall boy.
I think it's probably easy for a couple of white guys to say that.
Hey, so how about if somebody called you?
Oh boy. Good night, everybody. Show over. We'll see. Because it's just an excuse for him to.
Yeah.
What about this? And this?
Armenian is actually what I said.
Could be worse.
Yeah. If somebody's going to call you whatever, right? Or are they going to hit you in the back of the head with a half full beer can? Which do you prefer?
How about a bag of peanuts? Because that's his, like, Jones is just like, I get it.
Yeah, but we're talking about the difference between, I'd rather be, have beer thrown at me. Yeah, but.
He's going, what if it hits me in the fucking eye and my career's over? You go, hadn't considered that. Seems unlikely, but yeah, it's a possibility. Is he talking about the peanuts? Yeah, the bag of peanuts.
Show us. Just,
oi.
Salted, unsalted? I want to know.
He's clearly been assaulted.
If you've ever had salt in your eye, that hurts like a mofo.
We won't ask where that salt came from.
Yeah, you know what? We can't get into it.
Right.
Really.
Man, it's fucked up.
It's the show or the topic or what are we talking about?
Kind of all of it. Okay. Boston, you kind of suck.
You do suck Boston.
There's a lot of things here. Because Boston's also, even in their hockey ranks, been known for some crazy shit. And
that Leaf fan that got...
I knew that's where you were going to go. Totally, but how about the fucking people in that Ottawa series in the first round that are... throwing shit on the ice when they're upset about a penalty call and what, like, Boston is just kind of, they might be the new Philly, right? Like, in terms of,
have a little class.
Yeah, we're whiny fucks, and so this is kind of what we do, right? And it's just kind of shit.
You're a sacred original six team,
or the Boston fucking Red Sox, right? Like, how long have you been around and had a,
they went 100 years almost without
calling anyone any racial name.
No.
Probably not.
I think they went a week.
Right. Maybe not even.
Not even. Yeah, suck it.
Anything else for this show, man?
Man, I'm lost.
Okay.
Truly, okay. Man, I'm lost.
We will sign this one off. We will try to find Rob some guidance before the next one and lead him
peanuts,
back.
Man, I want to know more about the peanuts. I'm not really entirely, I'm confused with the... plastic bag like the Krispy Kreme guys, or is it in like a popcorn bag, small, and they're rolling it up? It's weird.
Good night, everybody.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.